This is the spoiler field review of Creed 2, starring a bunch of folks you may know. First being Michael B. Jordan, Tessa Thompson, Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Felicia Rashad, and Florian Manteanu. Might have said his name wrong, but you get what the picture is. So a synopsis is as follows. If you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, because I'm about to spoil crap out of it. The synopsis is provided by Rotten Tomatoes. So life has become a balancing act for Adonis Creed. Between personal obligations and training for his next big fight, he is up against the challenge of his life. Facing an opponent with ties to his past, family's past, only intensifies his impeding battle in the ring. Rocky Balboa is there by his side through it all, and together, Rocky and Adonis will confront their shared legacy, question what's worth fighting for, and discover that there's nothing more important than family. Creed 2 is about going back to basics, to rediscover what made you a champion in the first place, and remembering that no matter where you go, you can't escape your history. So that's kind of what it is about, kind of. The only thing that's a little bit different from the whole thing is, of course, the obligatory. It's basically the whole movie trope where you have to have both stars have some kind of falling out of some sorts, and then they run off their own spaces in the whole movie. It happened in Creed 1, and it happens again in Creed 2, basically. For anyone who watched the movie, of course, you should have watched the movie if you're actually listening to this podcast, this review of it. So if you watch the movie, you will know that the thing that causes the rift is Rocky doesn't want Adonis to fight Ivan Drago's son, Victor. Which is fine enough, because Victor's a big boy. He's like 6'4 and extra massive in size. It's just the size difference between them both is crazy. So to see that happen, ridiculous. So they basically have fallen out on that kind of aspect, which I'm perfectly fine with. Because when it comes down to it, you need some kind of rift, some kind of, tension of sorts. But of course, he comes back to help him because, as you see in the trailers, he gets his butt beat, like, real bad. It's the point where you look at him like, wow, you're the champ? And this guy came out of nowhere and just washed you, basically. He basically washed him. And the only reason why he kept the belt is because, he threw a shot while Adonis' foot was on the floor, or knee was on the floor. So, of course, got disqualified. Which is kind of okay-ish, because I'll be honest, if he didn't lose by that kind of aspect, then seeing him get a rematch probably wouldn't happen in normal circumstances. But it's cool to see that happen and how things played out. This felt more like either a ode to Rocky IV, or like a direct sequel. Like, take this, like, exactly happened then, kind of happened now, but did a little bit change here and there. For me, it did well in that kind of aspect. And I love the boxing matches that they had there. I kind of felt that it was better shot with part one, because part two had a few boxing matches, but not as much. It was more, concrete on the story kind of aspect of it, which is fine when it comes down to it. You could have a little more story and then dial back on the action. Hopefully in the third one, they ramp the action back up just a little bit more, because I kind of want to see more action when you see these kind of movies. So for me, that's the only thing kind of want to see more of it. But in general, this movie is a solid movie, to be honest. I had a lot of fun with it. You didn't have to really think too hard about it. It was one of those things where you saw it, you understand why it's happening, and the back and forth between both groups are great. The one thing I kind of wish, though, was that they showed, like, some clips of Creed, something like that, some kind of ode to the Creed character and whatnot. I kind of wish they had something that showed him a little bit more. That'd be kind of cool. So the bad thing about this movie, which every movie has a bad part to it. So this bad part of this movie is the fact that the fighting styles between Adonis when he first fought Drago to the second time he fought Drago was kind of the same. They did like a montage training scene where, Adonis got stronger and, wasn't too much of a punk in the second one. But for me, I felt that as a person that's drastically shorter and small in size. I felt that he should have been more of a, not Rocky character, but more of like a Mayweather character, where you're doing a lot of counter punches and have that kind of style. Because when it comes down to it, you need a counter and have it where the big guy uses up all his strength and just do that kind of trip. I kind of wish they did it that kind of way, just because when he did the whole Rocky, I'm going to take as much damage as possible, it kind of fits his style, but at the same time, it doesn't show growth. It shows that he did the kind of same thing before, just that he really was just not thinking about it. Really not thinking about it, more thinking of too much of it and not reacting more. So I felt like if they did the counter punches, it would have been more of a showcase of, okay, you're here, you know you're going to get hit, you're going to take as least damage as possible and try and throw back as much as you can. Especially if you showcase how fast he was, because he was pretty fast in this movie. His hands were just quick, and they showcased that quite well. So they should have had a point where he did more counter punches and just showcased, like, all right, I can't beat you in strength, but I can outpunch you. And to say, I'm going to do this and make that happen. So for me, that's the only thing that really strikes out, like, glaring to me when I saw the whole thing, was just that feature. Like, you really haven't changed your boxing style from the first match to the second match. It really is the same. Only thing is just strengthen yourself a little bit. But at the same time, it's the same kind of feature and kind of vibe for it. So for me, that's the only thing that really took it down for me. And everything else is fine. But yeah, if you enjoy this movie, let me know. This is my review for Creed 2. Let me know what you thought down below. If you love the movie, if you hate the movie, let me know what exactly are your thoughts on this movie itself. And I'll catch your viewers next time.